Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to discuss 7 steps for designing for conversion over beauty.
Yeah.
Pretty important topic. Most people think websites are, oh, if they look great, everything's good. Right, Tim?
Yeah, and I think that's a common misconception. It doesn't need to look bad, but the beauty isn't the most important thing. You know, maybe 5-10 years ago, people were really impressed with like a very beautiful website. But these days, they want to get whatever they came there for. And that's
right.
What's important is helping them get that.
Yeah, the wow factor of the internet is kind of over, you know. So
yep.
This day and age, conversion's important. It's more important than aesthetics and the way that a site looks. So here are 7 steps, starting off with 1. First of all, you need to know your website goals, and have a plan for when a visitor comes to your site. So when you're building your site, way before you start building it, you want to know what the purpose of the website is, the goals that you're trying to achieve, and then that's going to dictate how you build the website. And it's going to, you know, conversion plays a factor in that. So that's 1, Tim. Have goals. Have a plan for when a visitor comes to your website. What's 2?
Yeah, it all starts with that. 2 is copy. Copy is extremely important. The copy of your website is, yeah, that is absolutely important. After knowing your goals, the copy is what puts it all together. And so if you are not a good copywriter, hire someone. You might be a good blogger, but being a good copywriter for writing copy that converts, that's a special skill.
Right.
If you're a good writer, you can pick that up quite easily compared to someone that's not a good writer. But make sure that you have great copy that is designed to convert.
I agree. And for people who may not know the term copy, it basically means the words on your website. So
yeah, text.
If you're like, what is copy? I mean, God, I got to get this thing. It's the text on your website. So 3 on our list is titles, headers. They're important. You know, speaking of copy, those attention-grabbing sections of your website, titles are typically larger than paragraph body fonts. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that people are going to scan to first. They're going to hit those first. So if you are able to write really good copy, you know, you can typically scan a page if you make your titles work for you and you do them properly. Someone can read all of your titles and know exactly everything that's going on the website. So we'll link to some examples of pages that do really, really well with titles and copy, and it'll give you a good understanding. You can just read the titles, skip all of the text, and you know exactly everything you want to know about that web page. So that's what we mean when we say titles and headers.
Yeah, and going along with that, to that point, the headers, the titles, you can get the gist of what's happening on the page, what the offer is, what the call to actions are, etc. And then that kind of draws you in, and then the user can go back and read the rest of the copy to learn more. But being able to scan the page and know what's happening is huge. And so that leads to the next point, 4 on our list of steps for designing for conversion is using bold text. Not using bold text for all the text, but using bold text strategically. So using the titles and the headers, or titles/headers are the same thing, to communicate the main points. The bold text can be used to highlight certain things within the paragraph. So in the same way that titles and headers are used, bold text can be used too.
Yeah, it makes things stand out. Yeah, just kind of your eye catching. Oh, that's important. You know, it draws you to it and stuff.
Yeah, but you got to use it sparingly, because if everything is bolded, then nothing's bolded.
I think I want to build an all bolded website, Tim, now that you've said that. Okay, here we go, Tim. You ready for the 4 B's, right? 5 on our list is the 4 B's. Big, beautiful, bold buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it with me, Tim. Big, beautiful bold buttons. We just like saying that. Tim and I just made that up when we were, you know, sitting down, talking, discussing about this episode. Buttons are very important. Big buttons, bold buttons. And we realized that all of a sudden these things were, we had a lot of B's in there, so we decided to keep it going with big, beautiful, bold buttons. Nothing more to say. Yeah, nothing more to say about that, folks, than your buttons are important. Make them big. Make them beautiful. Make people click on them.
Yeah, I do have one more thing to add, though. It's been proven by conversion optimization experts with A-B testing that big buttons do absolutely convert better. And so, you know, people are, like, inclined to click on them when they're big, beautiful, and bold.
I wish we could have had the five B's for the fifth tip. Would have been awesome. Yeah. Big, beautiful, bold buttons, bro. No, that doesn't really work. All right, what's number six, Tim?
Number six is good, clear, repetitive calls to action. So you want the page to have one main point. You don't want too many things going on. You want it to have a flow to, whether that's having them opt in to an email list to get something, whether that's having them purchase a product, whatever. You want it to have one main goal, and you want it to be very clear. And you want it to be repetitive. You don't want it just at the bottom of the page so they have to scroll down to see what it is you're trying to get them to do to move on to the next step. You want it throughout the page. And that's what is going to get people to convert, is seeing that throughout the page very repetitively.
Very good points, Tim. Number seven on our list is, you know, Tim has a great, great product that does number seven on our list. It's exit intent pop-ups. So conversions, very important, but it can be good looking as well. So when someone goes to leave your website, an exit intent pop-up is a one last opportunity to grab their attention and get them to do whatever you're trying to achieve them to do. So if you want them to sign up for an email, hey, don't forget, sign up for our email list. If you want to purchase your product or your service, hey, before you leave, here's 10% off, you know, if you use it within the next 24 hours. There's calls to actions that you can do and stuff. So exit intent pop-ups are really good ways to, you know, designing for conversion.
Yeah.
Did we miss anything?
No, I think we covered that pretty well. That's everything on my end.
Well, fantastic. Thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Remember to subscribe and like our podcast. Head on over to WPthepodcast.com. Check out episode 41 for the show notes. You'll get our seven tips for designing for conversion over beauty. Until we see you tomorrow, have a good day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business toward success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.